We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Tav Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting from the two dots by the Simon. Simon Ishov Eved Shar Shoyrim Uperis. Now we had a machlokes here, Rav and Shmuel. If you go Basra Roiv by Mamon, Rav says you go Basra Roiv by Mamon. According to Shmuel, you don't go Basra Roiv by Mamon. That's the discussion of the Meisveis coming up at this place, Rav and Shmuel. Meisvei. Ha'isha that lost her husband or she got divorced and she's collecting a ksuba. Via Meres, she says, Pesulin Aselsi. She says that she was got married as a Pesulin, therefore she deserves 200 zuz. Hu Amar, and he says, no. When it is the case, I guess, when he's alive. Hu Amar Loiki Ela Amana Aselsicha. I married Amana. But in the case of the Grusha, he's saying that he married Amana, therefore her ksuba is only 100. So if she has Edim, she went out behimuna, veroishe perua. What does behimuna mean? So Rashbam says it means someone who goes out with a veil, like it's something that she falls asleep in. No one sees her. It's like a veil covering her face. And that was the derech that a besula dafka went out behimuna, and roishe perua also was dafka a besula. So if there's Edim that she went out behimuna or she went out roishe perua, ksubasam asayin. Then the ksuba was 200. So even though the Edom don't know really that she was a psula, but they're saying there was simanim that being made, that there's simanim that she was a psula. Taima, the Ika Edom. What?
No
ksuba. I didn't say no ksuba. It's like a mana, it's like 100. No, no. You didn't
say no ksuba
when
she's
a psula? Oh, yeah, it's good. Cool. So Moshe has a good one because where is the ksuba? Check the ksuba to see if it's 200 or 100. Very good question. It's for Rashbam asked the question. It's two pshatim. Either they lost the ksuba, or it was a makom shein kaisim ksuba. So either way, there was no ksuba, there's no raya, ksuba raya, we had to see how much it was. We know when they get divorced, or when the husband dies, she gets a ksuba. We don't know how much. So they're arguing how much it is. And Edom are saying that they saw her going out, ve'inuma v'roshe perua. So in such a case, ksuba saw masayim. Taima de'ika Edom. Haleka Edom loy. It's mashma. The only time she would get 200 is Edom. But without Edom, then no. Vamai, why don't we go Basaroyv? Lema, hello. We don't know. We're not sure something. Rav says you go Basaroyv. Lema, haleich acha Reiv Hanashim. Reiv Hanashim Basulos Nesas. Most women who get married are Basulos. So why don't you go Basaroyv and say she was a Basula and gets 200 zuz? That's the normal. Since that's the Reiv, so if you Rav, it's Kasha Rav. It's Kasha on this Bryce from Rav. It's Mashma. Dafke, if you have Edom, you get 200 zuz. But if not, you don't get 200 zuz. So why don't you go back to Reiv Noshim? And Reiv Noshim, Nisses Pesula. Om Ravina, my answer, Om Ravina, Mashim de Ikla Meimar, Reiv Noshim Pesula is Nisais. Taka Reiv Noshim get married as a Pesula. Umiyat Amonis. And as a Miyat Amonis. So that's very good. We have the Reiv. But but chol anisos psula, anyone who gets married as a psula, yesh lo koil. There's a koil to that. The Rashbam says, since there's a big simcha of an asuya psula, there's karma. Well, people remember the chasana of a psula, even to this day. If it's a second marriage, no one remembers the chasana. The first chasana, people remember. It's a big koil. And since there's no koil here, so chol anisos psula, yesh lo koil. Vezu hoil vein lo koil, israel aruba, it's a reyesa on the roiv. You're right, usually goes on the roiv. But here, since there's no coil, so that gives a chink into the roiv. It says, it's a raya, not like the roiv, and therefore, you don't get 200 zuz, unless you have Edom that you went out with this veil and roisha perua. It's very thing, Marakasha, if that's the case, that there was no, that every besula has a coil, and here is no coil, so even Edom shouldn't help. There's no coil. So then, every single basula has a coil. There's no coil here. It's a riot. The Edom are lying. It's a riot. The Edom are lying. It's a riot. Sahadi Shakri. The Edom are lying. That's the Gemara's kasha. The response, mashma, the kasha is a little different. That here, the Edom are not really, they're not really saying that she's a basula. They're just saying the Yotze Behenuma. But since they don't know mamish if a basula or not, so there's no. They're not even saying really not like the raya and the ma'aseh from not being a koil to raya. She's not a basula. So here, why would the Edom be believed now to say that she's a basula? The koil is a raya, not like the Edom. So Mar says you're right. I'll just tweak it a little bit. Ela roiv hanesua is basula is yeshlam koil. Roiv of them have a koil. Vazu hoil ben lekoil is only ruba. So again, there's a roiv that says that roiv people get married are basulas. And therefore, really, you should get 200 shekels according to Rav. But here, there's a roiv the opposite way. The roiv, besulois, who get married, there's a kail. So here, if she would have got married, she would have a kail. There's no kail. So since there was no kail, so it's a little steerer to the roiv, that roiv besulois nesas. And therefore, in such a case, the halacha would be that you have to have eidim. If not, it's a moitz mechaver alaraya, and you only collect 100, and you won't not collect 200. And that's the answer to Rav. That even though there's a roiv, but here there's a kasha on the roiv because there's no coil. Let's try bringing another roiv. Toshma. Amaycha eved lechaver, evenim tzeganav, I could produce this. So someone sells an eved to his friend, and he buys the eved, and a day later he finds out this eved's a ganav. He before he bought him, he was a ganav. He stole money. Or before he bought him, he kidnapped. Kavuyustus, Rashi says, is greater than fashas. So halacha is hegiyoy. The halacha is that it's too bad. You bought it, and you're stuck with the eved. But if the eved was found as a list of mezuyin, and he's chay, and he's going to be killed because of that, or muchtav malchus, or itaku is chayiv misa by the government already, so then the guy could say, "Oim eloy hareish lachol fanecha." He could tell now the guy who sold him, "Here, I'm giving it back to you. It's yours." "Oim eloy hareish lachol fanecha. I'm giving it back to you." So we have here a nafkmina. If it's a ganav kavuyustus, then a giyo. List of mezuyim already. That you say, "Here, I'm giving it back to you." You sold me a person who was killed, who's dead. It's a mekach toyos. So my question is, reisha my time. Why in the reisha on top of the gimel malaf? Reisha my time. Why in the reisha? Is it a giyoy? L'chayr, it's a mum. It's a mekhtayis. He bought the eved, and it turns out the eved is damaged goods. He's a ganev, a kubyustis. La'av mishum derubah al-chiyasnu. My son, roiv avadim are not such great people, and they're ganovim and kubyustis, and therefore you go bas roiv. It's a riot to rav, it's a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says you don't go bas roiv. L'chayr, here you see you go bas roiv, and you can say he giyoy. Why? Because roiv avadim are ganovim. And for the Gemara, loy. Any kasha on that? It's a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says you don't go bas roiv. Here you go bas roiv. And for the Gemara, loy, kula achisnu. You know why it's a giyoy? Because all avadim are like that. All avadim are ganavim. Now, so it's Moshe is bothered very pesach by his kasha. L'chara, it says kubiyustus. Rashi is what means going to fashas. Every single eved kineps. Okay, if it's every single eved ganav, that's not so shver. Almost, you know. Exactly. And saying either one a giyoy. If it's found, he's a kidnap. You bought him. 2 days later. You find the old clipping. The guy is a kidnapper. So you're too bad. You're stuck with it. Why? It's a mechatayis. So more first thing was roiv. Okay, roiv will fall out. Roiv. Now we say no. It's because it would be kashan shmul. No, it's kulu. All of them are ganavim or kubiyustus. Say all of them are granted fashas. Yeah.
No, all of them are either a ganav or.
No, they mean that. No, his nimtza ganav or kubiyustus. It was a story. He was found either a ganav or a kubiyustus. Now, unless he was found as a kidnapper, right? So is it mechatayis or not? Not a mechatayis. Says a gear. It's not a mechatayis. Why is it not a mechatayis? Because you're supposed to expect that. Why is it expect that? The Gemara says, you know why? Because kulu is her going to fashas pelet. So if you look at taisus on tzadik beis and beis kubiyustus, pirush Rashi b'chol malkim going to fashas. V'ha'choloi mash ma'hachi. Here's the mashma that the masik the kulu hachi isnu. Are the kulu going to fashas? Nenu. Are they all going to fashas? So yeah, that's a kasha on Rashi. The Dakadab, I think, answers that there's the potential for them to do that. That's what it means. All of them have a potential to steal, and they should have expected it. But this is a kasha on Rashi. What kubiyustus means? The taisus. I'm sure you want to know what taisus pshat is on kubiyustus. And nira kapirus reyachanano. The mafarish kubiyustus mesachich bekuvio, a gambler. Every eved's a gambler. That you can fly it already. Every eved's a gambler. Like upon him, that more answer the rai is not kash on Shmuel. So no, not a rai. Throwing not a rai. Toshima. Shor shenogach as a paro. If shor gored another paro, and the paro got damaged or killed, v'nimtzu ubar b'tzida. Not only that, it had a miscarriage, and the dead ubar, the dead fetus, was on the side. V'eini yadei, imashli nochi yodah. Maybe it had a miscarriage before the negicha, before it got gored by this animal, or it was because he was gored, she was gored, the par was gored, that's why she had this miscarriage. So it's the responsibility of the shar. That's the shayla. So it was a shar tam. So on the para, you pay mashalam chasi nezik lepara, v'revi al vlad, and the vlad's a suffix, and therefore you split the chatzi. We're going according to some chesahos, mamun amut v'safik chalkin, and in this case, it's takamon mut v'safik, because why? Because you don't know what happened. So what's the kasha? Vamai lema halecha charoy paros. For roy paros, misabros v'yoldos. Why didn't say go boss a roy paros? Roy paros, when they become pregnant, they give birth naturally and they don't have a miscarriage. So here it must have been because there's no way it punked out a miscarriage before. Most animals don't have a miscarriage. What's the right? And for sure, it's because of negicha. So what's the shaila here? For sure, it should be chayv chatzin ezek, not revi and ezek. What's the suffix here? It's a kasha rav. Visham of Shmuel, we don't go bas arayv, so it's good. But according to rav, it says you go bas arayv. Why don't you go bas arayv and say over here that in such a case, the arayv part is the others. So the Gemara, I'll tell you why. You're right. You go bas arayv. Usually, it does not have a miscarriage. But here, it definitely had a miscarriage because of this shor, but the shor is how it happened. It came in front from being scared to pila, had a miscarriage. In such a case, the shor is not chayv because that's a grama. It's a grama. Like Rashbam speaks out, madach by adam grama is part of a shor, by behemoth grama is part of. So we're not sure how this happened. Either the behemoth came charging at the parah from the front of the parah, and the parah saw it and was miscarried before she got gored, and then the Baal Shar is not responsible. Taka kicked her, and she had a miscarriage. And therefore, it's chalkin because the mom mutu was suffic. So basically, what we're saying is that here it's taka suffic. What happened? And avad we go as a roiv, and roiv behemoths give birth naturally. We're not saying there was a natural miscarriage here. We're not sure how it happened. Did it happen? Did it die because of the gore, or did it happen because it got scared? If it happened because it got scared, the baal shall be potter. So you go according to roiv, bas roiv like rav, and still not a kasha on rav over here because here you have still a suffix how it had this miscarriage.